On your system of religion, the Episcopal Church, there is some things that sometimes go wrong and haywire. If you think that somehow some people have more power than you, and you might get that mistaken impression by what just happened for the last 2 days, that a priest who has the ability to bless is going around and blessing your home. Now, some of you didn't get blessed. So, names. Susan Marsala, Susan M. Spell any way you want. Nobody can get there. Chris Hannigan, any way you want to spell it, I don't know. Rex, that's what it means. Rex B. Do you want me to go to Rex? Okay. Alright, and I want you to proceed to the house.
What?
Larry, how did you get your house?
We did.
Yes, we did.
Somebody did.
So we've got some names. So I will organize the time and I'll get the list for me. So, Parker, so what happened today? Yes, what? Oh, I don't know. I'll let you know tomorrow. I think over 150. So here's for adults. So this is really, really important. So here's the thing. Here's the takeaway. Okay. The most powerful thing you can do in your life today is to offer someone an unearned and unexpected blessing. The most powerful thing you can offer in the world today, and the world needs it more than ever before, is the opportunity to give someone else an unexpected blessing. And don't you dare think it's the priest's job to do that. I am telling you, you have the same power to offer blessing that I do. Right? Now, we know from raising children, the most powerful healing thing that can happen to them is an unexpected time. You call them doing something right. And you mention it to them. Right? We spend so much time in our system of reward and punishment, which is how our society is built, and there are many things that might be positive as a result of that. Another conversation, a different sermon. But in the world of the kingdom of God, your ability to offer a blessing to someone they don't expect. Let me ask you, did you all earn your house blessing? Did any of you earn a house blessing this year? Not one of you earned a blessing this year. I'll tell you why. The only reason you got a blessing in your house, if you got one, and you will get one, is because you're on the mailing list. You didn't sign up for it. You didn't do anything to deserve it. Not one thing except show up at some point here. And I'll tell you the looks on the faces of people that had been here in 5 or 6 years, and they see me showing up. Well, one guy is going to punch me out. He ran into the car right now. He was coming to the car because I, you know, had a beard and he hadn't seen me in months. He's still a jar of head gear and stuff like that. And he was angry because his driver was always when people turn around their car and make them want. So it took him for a while, and it finally dawned on him. Oh, yeah. So that aggression turned into something else. Very few people, not a single person got sort of shy and guilty about why I didn't go to church with you.
I don't care. You know I don't take attendance. You did nothing to earn that blessing.
What are you waiting for? There are people in your life all over the place. Every human being you see needs an unearned and undeserved blessing from you. Honestly, you can change the world. You have to look for it. We're always looking around for someone to make a mistake. Hours on the television trying to figure out who we can blame. So that's that world, and that's another sermon. So for tonight, take from this, you have an opportunity to change your world and the power to do it. I've seen you. You've given me them all the time. So think about someone in your world. Now, you may be weak, and you may be frail, you may be grieving, you may be tired, you may be too young to drive a car. He's saying,
no, he doesn't know.
Oh, but I don't care. You can change your world by finding someone to bless them. How do you do that? How do you bless somebody? Sure, the priest has got the magic wand and the chalk and the oil and the wall. Holy water, fine. You want some? I'll make as much as you want. I'll make you gallons to pour people in your world. You want vials of holy oil for you to anoint people? I'll make buckets. I'll do anything so that you can be a blessing to people in this world. Anything. That could be my sole job in life. Helping you bless other people. I've seen you do it. Now, I would think about the most annoying person in your life, who you are physically in contact with, and figure out how you're going to be a blessing to them. Start with someone you don't like. Okay, you don't doubt in your favor. So I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to work on that. And I know you can do it. You know what a blessing is. You know it. You have that power. And that's what Epiphany is, showing other people and revealing that power of blessing that's in our world today. In your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your words, in your actions, in the choices you make, you can do that.
Amen.